Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. This Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
With the 20th pick in the 2025 NBA Draft, the Miami Heat select Kasparis Jakučionis from Vilnius, Lithuania, and the University of Illinois.
Yeah, I love the toughness. I like the desire to win every game, going with 100% effort and trying to win every game because every game matters, you know. And just the team plays as a team, sharing the ball well, getting great shots. So I'm just happy to be the part of it.
All right, well, we got ourselves a new first-round pick here in South Florida. Kasparis, you're going to call it Jakučionis, as they get themselves a 19-year-old guard. Just heard Woody talking about out of Illinois. And we'll see how quickly he develops and all those things. I'll tell you what, boy, I'm getting used to this. I've been around since this Riley thing started. Yeah, since the cruise ship. And Pat Riley jumped out there to make the announcement of all the parties down A1A. Was it A1A or was it Flagler? I forgot where it was, but it happened a few times. But I got to tell you, man, it used to be, well, we'll use our draft picks if we need them, but we're going to go out and get great players. And they have. And everybody knows the history from Alonzo to Shaq. You can go through the list. LeBron, some of the greatest players. Hall of Famers, man. Timmy Hardaway came in. I mean, he got himself some really good players from other teams to come in here and win a lot of games. A lot of games, including the latest guy that just quit on us and left. But I got to tell you, man, you start looking. A lot of first-round picks on this team now. Bam and Tyler and Jokic and Hawkes and Ware and go through the list and now another one in the 20th pick. So going to be interesting. We'll see how it goes. Sounds good. Some people love the pick. Hey, this is typical, right? Some people love it and talking, oh my God, I had him 8 to 10. I had him lottery pick. I had him 10 to 12. Didn't play as well second half because of an injury. Didn't shoot the ball as well. But you could see the upside of what he can do, and then you see some of the grades that are D+. So, hey, the Heat seemed pretty fired up. Pat Riley jumped out of that seat last night and was fist pumping and got a guy they didn't think was going to be there at 20, which, by the way, to be fair, when was the last time we were watching a draft in anyone where somebody didn't jump up in the war room and go, we got our guy. We got our guy. Forget what was taken ahead of us. That's the guy we wanted all along. So anyway, taking all of that into consideration, we got ourselves another guy, and we'll see how he fits in and how quickly he can develop, whether he's a point guard or a two-guard combination with the 15, 5, and 4 numbers that he put up last season in Illinois. And a nice little run, mini run, in the playoff system last year in college basketball. All right, so we got all that stuff, man. We got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. Bo's going to join us a little bit later on, and we'll get in. Perk's going to join us, and we kind of got the roster done. I think you've all figured out here. There could be a veteran or two still added, but it could help. But I think at this point, the guys you see on the team, that's the team. It's not like you're going to get somebody now into July that you're going, wow, there's a difference maker. That's it. No, this is not the trade deadline like we saw in the NHL where they picked up some great players that helped them get over the top. And then on top of that, you heard Woody talk about that game late last night. What are the Marlins doing to my Giants, man? What's going on? And playing great baseball. They really are playing. They've had a couple of injuries, big ones, actually. So with that being said, they've won 4 of 5. They beat Atlanta 2 out of 3. They're going to win this series against the Giants because they won the first couple of games. So they're obviously playing a lot better, won 4 of 5. And just kind of hanging around there. We had Bill Zito on yesterday, the general manager for the Florida Panthers. And he was very open, like, hey, man, I'm going to try to sign all three. I got a certain amount of money to work with, and we're going to try like hell. They've all kind of said it. Some of it was the fact that they were caught up in winning a second championship. Some of it might have been caught up in the alcohol. When they said, I want to come back here, this is the only place I want to be. Yeah, I get that. But there's another part of sports that's very important, and that is to make as much money as you can because you can't play professional sports forever. It ends at some point for everybody. And the question is somebody else going to give you another big payday, even if the team's not very good and you know it? Do you start looking more about 401k? And not about that third championship. I'm just saying, I don't know these guys. They're saying all the right things. Love to have all three of them back, for sure. But there's some articles out saying Bennett has kind of slowed here, maybe because of the offers, maybe because he hasn't had an offer yet, but he knows one's coming as Bill Zito tries to figure this out with the finance team. With the Panthers on what they can do. And I'm guessing they're going to get one of them, maybe two of them. I know a lot of people don't think they're going to get the hat trick. They're going to get all three of them. July 1st, free agency opens. So it really comes down to this, and it was interesting listening to him yesterday because I get it, man. When you've won two in a row and you got a chance, and it's not crazy, a lot of people think they are clearly the favorite to win it again with this same core of guys coming back, including the goalie, who's been solid as a rock. So a lot of these guys are thinking this is it. This is my last chance to get paid. Matter of fact, Marchand, who's been around a long time, made good money for a long time. Hey, it starts to add up when you've had a long career. But all of a sudden, you turn back Father Time in the playoffs and play your ass off. The great third line that we've talked about. And so you wonder, like, okay, I love playing with these guys. I've had a great friggin' time. I got my second ring. But, man, I do have to make a family decision there a little bit too. If the money all of a sudden is double with somebody else, because there are going to be teams, even though he's not all of a sudden going to score 30 or 40 goals in regular season, but it's the fact of who he is, what he does for a team, what he brings, and all those things from the time you get to the ice in the morning to the time you leave at night to the road trips, all the things you get with that guy that are so important that you can't put a price tag on. So a lot of people think somebody's going to pay him. Somebody's going to overpay him. And Bennett has said all the right things. He wants to be here. I mean, he has ripped them all for what they've said about his style and the team style. And if they don't like it, F them. I love it. One of the great sound bites of all time. Because there's nothing like a liquored up sound bite in front of TV and a couple hundred thousand people at the beach listening. I mean, that's a great, nothing better than that. That stuff where a guy gets on and he's standing next to the owner and he comes to the team and he says all the proper things. We've heard that for years. I like that stuff where a guy's had 8 or 10 beers and gets up there and lets it rip.
You know, a lot of people they don't like the way we play. They don't like, they call us dirty. They call us nasty. They call us bullies. So, no, I would like to take this time to apologize to absolutely f***ing no one. We're the double champs. We do what the f*** we want. Let's go!
there you have it. I mean, that just, that was all those articles being written and guys saying stuff and maybe too much and all the things they said about him and a couple of other teammates about their style of play, and it's in the gray area and all the stuff that, that said that, you know. And now, of course, we got a couple of guys that everybody, if we're to be honest, in the league would want. There's going to be a lot of offers. So I'm really curious, man, like you, because you can't have a better situation. Bill Zito came on and said, I have a limited amount of money, but I promise you this, we're going to spend every dollar trying to sign those guys. Every dollar. I think it's doable, he said. I think there's a chance we can get them all back. And, you know, so they're talking about Bennett, folks, 10 to 12 million a year. For what he brings, the whole game, the whole thing. Played out of his friggin' mind. He was named the MVP of the playoffs, obviously, the Smythe Award. So it gets down to that whole thing. And, hey, listen, man, I hope he stays because I think a lot of us have just kind of fallen in love with this guy. His style, the way he plays, the way he shows up in the big moments of the playoffs. And he's physical. And the fact that everybody else hates him. Dislikes him. I mean, you got to like it. How nice is it to be on this side of somebody complaining about the toughness of our team and our forechecking and our chippiness and even dirty and bending the rule? I love it. Like, wow, it's so nice to be on this side instead of the other side of, you know, heart and all the other things and soft and can't play in certain places. And this team... They're the bullies, man. It's great. So I am really curious, man, to see. This is going to be a real fun one to watch in our business, if you care. And that is Bill Zito trying to get this done as the hottest GM there is in professional sports right now, trying to get Ekblad, Bennett, and Marchand signed, get them back and run this thing back, trying to sell them on less money and a chance to three-peat, which none of these guys will ever get a chance to do. 99.9% of athletes in any professional sport will never have a chance to have that three-peat. Never. Michael Jordan ain't coming back. So, for all the guys it's happened to, and it's happened in some different sports, I just threw the MJ because I was watching it for the 100th time the other day. It was on. Anytime something's slow on ESPN, you ever notice what they put in? Has anybody kind of figured out if you're getting older and watch a lot of ESPN and you out of habit you go to sports instead of anything else? Because I'm not a big news guy. I don't do the Fox and CNN and all that stuff. I like to go, and if it's dead, I'm looking for a documentary or something in a sport. Maybe I'm a little too one-dimensional, but that Michael Jordan, whatever part. How many parts is there to that thing again? I know them all by heart now from.
I want to say eight.
Is it? So they had it on, you know, again the other day. So that's why I brought up a couple of three-peats with a little vacation in between with that baseball thing and whatever conspiracy theories you might want to throw out there with MJ. But, yeah, so this thing, Woody, to me, because we haven't had it happen down here. Ten episodes. Okay. But, man, Bill Zito trying to get this done. And you got three guys who, by the way, all liquored up, were all in not too many days ago. Like, oh, my God, they're hugging. Bro, we're going to do it. We're going to make a three-peat. You're partying. You run up a $500,000 liquor bill at a club, and they pick it up. God bless that club. I'm going to stroke that club every day for what they did. Thank you, man, for what you did for our team. Is that part strip club, or is that, I don't know, the 11? Is that one? It's got a little bit of everything.
Why don't we go one day? We'll check it out.
I can't go to those, Woody. Oh. But you're an age, if the wife would give you a little hall pass away from the, now, you know, that's not your thing.
Well, you just tell her you didn't know. Just say you were, you know, you would talk about it on the radio, and the Panthers went there, and you just wanted to see what it was like.
Oh, then she'd start, I'm going through this thing again.
She'll never know what it is.
She'll be going, oh, you're going through you're going through this.
Just stop in on your way to work. It's open 24/7.
Oh, you're going through a midlife crowd. No longer midlife, but yeah. Hey, so anyway, what do you think happens, Woody? I'm just curious. Ekblad, Bennett, Marchand, Bennett, the big catch. Let's get right to it.
On the parade here, Joe. But
Bennett, the big one, and there's big. Listen, we all know nobody's that stupid. We can't match what other teams are going to, and some of them aren't very good, or some they're on this Toronto thing that's going to try to grab some of these guys, and I get it, but.
Well, I think you said it right there, right? And I think there was a little liquor talking when these guys are screaming about they're staying. And when they sober up and the money starts
and the agent
to,
and the agent goes,
in,
hey, you know, because let's be honest.
I'd never fault anyone for going for
no,
the
no,
money.
No,
man.
I get it.
Never fault them.
I'm with you 100%. I just did a 100% here.
You
got to
do
morning.
It when you can.
This is it for all of them. This money right here is it.
And by the way, there's not a ton of money in that sport. These aren't, you know, like the contract. You know, now is the time of year where you start to see the NBA contracts start to roll out.
You know, it's a big contract in hockey, 12, 13, 14 million a year.
Yeah, I know. And guys in the NBA, like, you'd be a crap player, guys. And they're getting $30 million right now. So
no question.
The
no
money's
question,
not the same. You know, I obviously I'd love to see all these guys stay, Joe, but
Woody, it's a great point.
When the liquor stops flowing and the money starts, you know.
But it sounded great, and I brought this up when I heard it.
Great,
and I was like, these guys are liquored up and they're all saying we're not done and all that stuff. And I was like, okay. And the kids looked happy standing next to them, and they're working by the time they got to the up there to the podium, right? Up to the stage. They were pretty liquored up. At that point, Reinhardt, God bless Reinhardt. I want to go drinking with Reinhardt one day. I got to get Ed Jovanovski, who's friends with him. Let me go out for at least the first six beers, and then I'll have somebody get me home, and they can roll on with their night. But
everything they said was awesome. No one's going to fault anyone for leaving. Hey, look, regardless, they're going to come back with a good team.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree. You know, but you are. There is no question, though. You get that experience back. You saw Bennett Marchand play at a level during the regular season they don't play at, and then all of a sudden they get in the playoffs and they go, okay, we've seen this. We know what it looks like. We know how to play, and they played their ass off. So
we've also won two, so it's like,
and by the way,
chase the money now. Yeah, probably.
And the other one, Woody, is like all sports, I know July 1st is when it opens. You don't think teams have already leaked to agents what we're looking at?
No, that would be tampering.
Yes, tampering in they all do it.
No.
The NFL's the worst, by the way.
Come on, man.
Remember midnight when it opened up?
None of that stuff's going on.
And our guys were like, half our team was signed through free agency. You're like, wow, how the hell did you get everything done by 12:01? It was amazing.
They work quick.
Got it done. Hey, we got to go to break here, man. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here. Thought it was interesting yesterday, though, all the stuff with Bill Zito, who is hot, man. Third championship, chance to three-peat, less money, or last chance to really get paid and know what I might be getting into that might be a little dysfunctional with a lot of criticism to follow if I don't play well, even though I'm getting all that money. All those things, man, that's the deal. We see guys go to bad teams and then they can't wait to get out when they start getting booed because they're playing like crap. Because they have no chance because everybody around them's crap. All right, we got to go to break. I'm serious this time. I'm not messing around.
You had some coffee this morning?
Yeah, it was just
very riled up.
I had a lot on my mind this morning. I had a lot. I had a lot of time yesterday. By the way, Big Bo's coming in. We take a look at this team coming up. It's next. It's on deck. Dolphins, you're on deck. I know you're on a little vacation, but you're on deck. All that work we've been talking about and the chemistry and the team building and all that stuff. Only one thing matters, man. W's and L's. It's all about wins, man. Sounds good. I know you're building it. Everything leading up, you want to look good and feel good, right? And all that, I get it. There's only one thing that matters to people that care and the fan base. One thing. One thing. Can you win enough games? Can you win enough games? Everybody even probably knows the magic number of what it's going to take to get the playoffs. Problem you have is you got one team that's got and been averaging, what, about 13 wins a season here for a while now in the Buffalo Bills. All right, Atlantic Men's Clinic, I want to thank you. Thank you, guys. I hope my boys are coming over from Naples this morning and are listening and are up early in the morning to say thank you, Atlantic Men's Clinic, for helping me personally get rid of low T, where my energy was gone. And I mean, I was wiped out every day and had no idea why. Hell, I had two physicals trying to figure it out. ED followed. Yeah, it was a hit and miss there with Mrs. Rose, and then it just became a whiff. The sex drive was gone. No shot. I'm not proud of it. Just because I know this happens. ED and low T happens to every man out there. Nobody's Superman. There's not one guy going to tell me they feel at 18 to 19 to 25 and then at 65 have the same sex drive. That is the biggest lie of all time, and I've had some big lies. I've been part of big lies before. But I will tell you, Atlantic Men's Clinic can knock it out for you. You don't have to tell anybody. It's first class, everything about it. It really is. And by the way, you've got a new location, Hollywood, to make it even easier for you, not too far off 95. It's fantastic. You get your testing done, the PSA test. You meet with their professionals, and then you decide if you want to jump on the program. I highly recommend, if you want to get your energy level back, that summer vacation's coming up, and you really want to enjoy it. Nothing worse than going on a vacation you used to do and just got so much out of it with your family, and now you're like, I think I'm going to stay back on this one. I'm a little tired, and you're napping, and you're like, no, what are you doing, man? Get more out and chase that little lady around while you're at it. Oh, there's nothing better. Schedule that consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic. Do it. Call 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com and get more information on them. They're going to put together a program specifically for you that works quickly. Seven locations in South Florida to serve you. Make that call, 877-455-7300 today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. This Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for your weather, brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 76 degrees. Thunderstorms are possible after 12 p.m. today. Joe, back to you.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Just talking during the break here about the NBA draft last night. Of course, the Heat had the 20th pick and get kind of the theme of the night, by the way, a 19-year-old. I mean... By the way, I didn't realize Cooper Flagg like started at Duke. He was 17. I didn't even realize he's like 18 and a half right now. Oh my God. He's the youngest guy in the whole thing, the first overall pick. But a lot of guys 19, and a lot of guys if maybe a little bit older, but one and doneers in college was kind of the theme of last night. And to look at this Heat roster, just kind of weird that they're going to be counting on a lot of these first-round picks. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know where the big splash is coming. I have no idea what Pat Riley and the gang is thinking here and what they might be able to do. But Bam and Hero and Jokic and Hawkes and Ware and now Kasparis comes in here. So they've got six first-round picks. Woody, they could all – most of them could be playing next year, right? Not only starting, but could be key guys coming off the bench. It's just, it hasn't been the Pat Riley way. I get it, you know.
I hope they got something else.
I do too, Wood.
To offer here, because Wood, the draft pick's fine, but
well, they
ain't putting you over the hump.
Did you hear a little of the culture and development talk? There was there was a little bit.
Every
of
team that drafted a player last night thinks they can do that. So
well. One thing good about the draft, if you watch them, and most of them, the NFL one obviously gets the most exposure and most people watching, but even if you're watching the NHL channel or MLB, who does their draft on that, and last night the Heat and the NBA were on ESPN, look, every time somebody makes a pick, You ever see anybody put their head down, shaking their head, like, or stand in that press conference after they make their first round pick and go, got to be honest with you, the six guys we really like the most were all taken ahead of us. We were kind of disappointed. You're never going to get that. I mean, that would be PR disaster of like, well, you apparently don't know what you're doing if that happened. But, yeah, everybody's jacked up last night. Pat Riley first went out of the chair last night. He was jumping up, and then everybody else said, all right, Grandpa said it's okay to stand up. We got our guy. Let's do it. Let's do it. So we'll see how it goes. And it was really weird, though, man, because as soon as he was drafted, I was looking around trying to get as much information on what all the insiders that do this for a living were saying, and turned the ball over a lot, didn't shoot the ball as well, makes unbelievable passes, has potential to be a great shooter, got every move, and, you know, has to learn how to play defense, which most college guys are not good defenders until they get there, except apparently Cooper Flagg, who does everything well. But that's kind of the knock, right? Guys can score and haven't defended well yet and will learn, but have the potential and all those things. And some say he's going to be really good coming off the bench, and others going, no, he's got a chance to be really good, especially in the pick and roll. And so there were a lot of people, good ball handling and all the things. Everybody was all over the board on their 20th pick last night. And it didn't really matter what people say or what kind of grade, because we do this every, hey, man, it's how you fit in, how quickly you develop, and then, you know, he could be a really good player. He could be 15 points a night. Who knows? He could be in time. But we you looked at the picks of what they had. We're still waiting on Jokic. We're still waiting on Hawkes. And where, I guess, you know, everybody's got great things to say about him. He's got to get more consistent and, you know, and learn, but he's a big, tall guy and blocks a lot of shots and those type of things. But yes, saying all that is what he keeps reminding me. And yes, I'm trying to be nice here. We got to get another guy can come in here and score. We need another guy to come in, and nothing against what we develop or the culture and all those things. But yeah, it'd be nice to still be able to get a veteran, even if you have to give up some of these guys in return. Well, we've got a lot of stuff to get to. Bo will join us. Kim Bocamp will be in a little bit later on. We'll talk with Bo and get into a lot of football stuff this morning, as well as pretty much roster's done, folks. Outside of maybe adding depth at this cornerback position, sounds like everybody's kind of waiting to see what's going to happen with this Jalen Ramsey deal. And what we, I guess we're waiting really to see how the Tyreek Hill meeting goes with him when Tyreek meets with Jalen Ramsey and that discussion. And then once they get past that, I guess they'll call Chris and Mike and bring them into the meeting. And can you imagine I had this vision of Tyreek Hill, because he said said we need Jalen. And listen, in a perfect world, yeah, we do need Jalen. And going, hey, Mike, come here. Chris, get in here. We're going to sit down. We're meeting at the – and they have this meeting, and they go – and there's Tyreek in the middle going, okay, Jalen, tell him what you're feeling right now and why you're upset. Okay. Mike, what has Jalen done that's got you most upset that we can fix right now? What is it? And you're going, the guy that stirred up half the junk in the culture is leading the meeting.
Yeah, very nice story.
Shaking my head. That's a shaking my head mean. I go, look at Tyreek, good shot. I get it. You're all in, coming back and pumped up, and you've really had a chance to think about this with everything going on in your life, and this is really where you want to be, and you want to show everybody, and you ran a 10-1 to tease us all. God bless you, man. And that's one of the great stories. This guy leaves. He left on a Thursday. Still got limited because of the wrist, still limited on what he can do. But he's lost some weight, looks in great shape, and he runs in a track meet out there. Remember, they had to ask Mike. They asked Mike, you know, Tyreek's going out and run a track meet. And, of course, he gets ambushed again, and Mike's going, what? He goes, what are you talking about? I go, Well, I guess, you know, and then Mike does a nice cover up and says, well, you know, if it's going to help him for football, anything to help my guys for football, I'm all in. Honestly, if I got a track guy and he wants to run track to help him get faster, I got no problem with it either. Used to be the old football coaches said, hey, you're really good. I remember the old Canes had the guys real fast. They go run a track meet. Go run the track meet and then come on back when you're done because we want you in on the meetings here for spring football. And let's go for some of the real speedsters that still live around here when the Canes had one of the fastest, seemed like every year when they had those great teams, they had four or five guys that could run a friggin' track meet and beat anybody in the country with the speed that they had. But boy, yeah, Tyreek Hill in the middle of this meeting, that would be, aren't you? Because, you know, he's going to come out with something after meetings with Jalen, like, yeah, that didn't go so well. That didn't go so well. Yeah, apparently, mom and dad ain't getting back together. I didn't realize what mom and dad said to each other. Yeah, that can't be fixed. No. That'll be an interesting one to see how that goes. But, hey, Dolphins probably going to add another corner, I'm guessing. I think they're probably fine at the safety position. They've got a lot of young guys, and we've got our guys there. No problem. I don't have a problem with it. But the cornerback thing with lack of experience is a little bit of a problem. So we'll see. But I think they'll add somebody. There's still three or four guys out there. I saw another guy sign with Seattle. One of the guys signed with Seattle yesterday. We have a lot more stuff to get to here. I saw something. Did you happen to catch Adam Silver on the pregame show, Woody? Adam Silver on the ESPN show was talking about this Achilles thing. And thought it was interesting. He goes, yeah, the NBA and NFL are going through it. And I thought right away about Jalen Phillips, who's had it. And we've had a few guys that have popped the Achilles. And he said it's an issue that we're really studying, trying to figure out what this is about. And he brought up a few things I thought really hit South Florida about our young kids playing one sport year-round and playing a lot of games with no rest. I thought that was a good one. And by the way, when they're not playing, they're training for that sport. They are. I see it at Vista View. If you ever want to see, come over on a weekend to Vista View early in the morning on a Saturday or Sunday and see why the NFL is full of South Florida kids. And he brought that up, and nobody takes a break. And I thought, you know, it's kind of interesting because from the end of the season, my first few years till minicamp, and a lot of guys came to minicamp in really crappy shape, really bad. And then that was kind of the wake up. After minicamp, you started getting back into it a little bit, but you took a lot of time off compared to these guys that look like they're in phenomenal shape year round. They really do every sport. I mean, you occasionally have a guy that, you know, a big fella on the O or D line that has trouble with the weight thing and keeping it down. But most guys stay in phenomenal shape. I mean, we got more great bodies in professional sports right now, a lot better than when I played, much better. And so it does make you wonder with this Achilles thing and what has happened. But he did bring it up. Adam Silver was talking about it. The amount of games youngsters are playing and not getting a rest. And then to a certain point, you know, the bigger and stronger you get, the old Achilles just can't hold up. And so that was interesting. We talk about all the games these guys play in every sport, by the way, baseball, hockey, basketball, obviously not football, although 7-on-7's taken over now all off season for our younger guys. But this thing is it's an interesting
one. What are you leaning towards? Less games? Load management? Like, what? I mean,
I don't know. Can I just start with this? To every parent out there and every coach out there, I don't know how you play one sport and like, when the season's over, now you're on a travel team and you're playing even more. I don't know how you do it. And then this is family related. I had two nephews that played for the Junior Panthers.
Hmm.
And they played almost as many games as the Panthers. And I go, how do young guys, I don't know how you do it. Not to mention, I didn't get to see my nephews for some of the holidays, man. I'm just now getting to know them as they've gotten older. But
you are right, though. All the sports medicine doctors will tell you it's not good to keep playing the same thing over and over because you don't develop the other muscles.
I just, I don't know, man. I grew up, and I know it's old school, and I know.
I don't think that's old school, playing all the different sports.
Woody, I got to tell you, though, the coaches now are like, hey, if you're in on football, you're real fast, you can run track. But they will tell you, if you're going to be part of this football team, you got to be in on the football team. That's where we are in the good programs.
Well,
you ain't seeing a bunch of kids at Northwestern and Central outside of some of the real fast cats running on track on the track team, which I've never seen a football coach that didn't want to tend, you know, a guy really fast to get faster running track for to help the football team. But you don't see him like, hey, go ahead and play baseball, and hey, go. It happens, but not a lot.
You're talking
anymore.
About top tier guys, though. I don't know. My experience, Joe, is that all these parents around these rec leagues that I've been around, they all seem to think their kids are going pro. I don't know if that's always been the deal or if that's like a new school type thing, but a lot of these parents are nutty, man. They really think their kids are going to go pro.
That's a
knock.
And
they pay a lot of money. Like, we're doing baseball. A lot of these people pay money for swing coaches for 8-year-olds.
They do. Woody, I see it.
It's really, really
bizarre stuff. They got quarterback coaches. We got quarterback coaches to help. We got guys long snapping. I see it all, Woody.
I mean, these kids are going, what are we talking about, 1% of the 1% that actually make it to the next level?
Well, I think it starts with trying to get the scholarship, but you're right, the big picture probably
That's
is.
It's not easy either, though.
Not easy, no. All right, we got to go to break here. Now I'm running really behind here like I usually do on the show because Woody just.
Your boss isn't coming in today.
He didn't, what?
No, he's not words for you.
Oh, he does? Okay. Hey, well, listen, maybe he's listening right now and needs a new Chevy, because I'd love to tell him about South Florida Chevy dealers right now, especially if he's getting ready to go on another one of his vacations that he takes like 17 times a year. I got to tell you, man, South Florida Chevy dealers got some great looks. Oh, man. I got to tell you. And for him, you know, I think he's by himself, maybe has a girlfriend, but he doesn't need the big SUVs like a Tahoe or a Suburban. By the way, if you're getting ready for a vacation, you can't beat a Tahoe or a Suburban. If you decide to stay away from those airports and you're going to North Carolina, enjoy the mountains, you've decided mountain vacation this year, or just going to the West Coast to enjoy it a little bit, hang out in that sandy beach over there. Boy, I'll tell you what, we got some great looks. The midsize SUVs like the all-new Equinox and the 2025 Traverse. So much space. All the new technology, the turbocharged 2.5-liter engine. And, man, I'm telling you, plenty of room for the cargo, too, for you to have a great summer vacation. Right over to Silverado Trucks. Hey, bottom line is this. We got 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. We've got our best overall products we've ever had, especially in the SUV family and the truck family. And we want you to come down and take a test drive. 14 dealerships throughout South Florida with great deals waiting for you. Stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers before you take that next vacation.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. This Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, before we get back to the show here, I want to let you know Sam Reinhart of the 2-time Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers. He will be at Palm Beach Autographs in Wellington this Saturday. Tomorrow, we are going to give away a ticket for you to have a meet and greet and an autograph with him. You can keep listening here. We'll let you know how you can win. Palm Beach Autographs is located at the mall at Wellington Green in Wellington, Joe.
Nobody in this town has had a better last 2 years than Sam Reinhart. Look up his numbers. I mean, winning goal 2 years ago in game 7, and then had 4 in game 6. Not to mention had to have, I was going to look it up and I forgot, somebody will know, but close to 100 goals in the regular season last 2 years. Nobody in this town, in their sport, has had a better last 2 years than Sam the Man Reinhardt. No one. And by the way, that's a team loaded with great players. And my brother-in-law is a big, big fan of Mr. Barkov and thinks he's the best player in hockey. And saying all that, those numbers scream at you on what he's been able to do. Just crazy, crazy stuff. All right. We've got a lot of stuff going on. We're just talking about sports and down here. And I understand it's all over the country. It's not like we're the only state that has, and a lot of you are listening, your kids play one sport year round. And I always say, I don't know how you play if you love sports, like most of guys that your kids love all sports. I don't know how you don't take time off and play different sports and things. But I would love to know this question before, and we got to get to the 7 o'clock hour. And this goes back to Adam Silver last night about all these basketball players and the Achilles problem that he says they now have in the NBA, including losing three of their best players to Achilles injuries, which means they're out for a year. I mean, it's a bad one. It's not, obviously, it's a slow healing process to get that thing done. So, and they were talking about, and they got into the whole thing around it and, you know, the amount of games that kids play. And I thought it was really interesting because we have talked about this before. This is not something new. But if your kids are playing, boys or girls, young men or young women, doesn't matter, and you're a pretty good player, I get it. Usually if you got kids who are really good, they like to keep playing, and they want to play against the best, and that's great. You got a motivated, talented kid, nothing better. But I'm always curious for top baseball players, hockey, we got hockey, travel hockey teams. How many games are between a combination of high school and travel? How many games is anybody? I'm guessing the parents got a pretty good idea, right? And I get it. Some of them are pretty motivated like their kids are. How many games are your kids playing, their age, and how many are they playing? Because travel league starts at an early age. They go out and get the best kids and sometimes get a sponsor to pick up a lot of the tab and go around and put these great teams together. And I know South Florida's got some great teams in a lot of different sports for men and women here in South Florida. But if you can, 305-567-0560. I'm just curious on the text machine. Or if you know your buddies, just kids that play and you know how good they are. And again, I went through with the Junior Panthers and seeing it, how many games on the weekends. And I didn't get to see a lot of them because the Junior Panthers were playing all over on the weekends. They played 4 or 5 games up in Canada and Detroit and Boston. They were going to, you know, big hockey cities and playing these against some of the best teams around Canada and the United States, which had to be cool, but man, it's a lot. Play a lot of games. So anyway.
By the way, on the parents, man, the parents that keep going all these things every single weekend, these tournaments, and that's tough in and of itself, man.
I saw my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law, because I didn't go through that time. My son did play lots of sports, but they're all just here during his time, but they were gone a lot.
Well, I think that's how a lot of us grew up, right? I mean,
so the other thing, Woody, is they need parents to travel sometimes.
Yeah, they
need
do.
3 or 4 parents. Like, hey, would you? And so now you're going, yeah. And hey, look, if you're a father, and it's whether it's your daughter or son, that's kind of cool to go watch your son play and be involved and see how they do against the other top ranked teams, and everybody's ranked, so you got a good idea. But I was always curious, man, how many games? Like, you know, another thing, I was always wondering about those Columbus brothers that are so good that are going to Duke, which, by the way, after last night, you see why they're going to Duke. Duke had 3 players going to first 10 picks. But I always wonder how many games those guys play. They're so good. Every travel league would love to have them. How many games they probably played in a year besides winning state championships and traveling around with Columbus and winning national championships as well. 7 o'clock hour is on the way, man. We got a lot of news. We get you caught up on the first pick for the Miami Heat last night. We get you caught up on everything else going on in sports as well. And yeah, we had Bill Zito on yesterday. And is it going to be possible now that the liquor's worn off and the offers are starting to come into agents for those guys, Ekblad, Bennett, Marchand, can they sign all three guys now that money's kicked in with a chance to three-peat? The three-peat? Or, wow, that's kind of, you know, $4 million more a year over 3 or 4 years. Ooh, that's a lot of money. A lot of money. Tell you what, Baptist Health South Florida hopes they all stay here. And we've been talking about injuries and speaking of the Achilles and the ACL and, you know, all the problems we see with the injury bug that's hitting all our teams down here. It sure is nice to have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country here, man. I'm so glad I get to work with them. Baptist Health South Florida, I've gotten to know a lot of the doctors, a lot of the specialists and team doctors. Some of them I go to now for everything. Poor Dr. Swartz, and I got to apologize to him. That poor guy has seen it all. Baptist Health South Florida takes care of Inter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins. They are one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. And it's not just great facilities that they have in Dayton Broward, but it's a specialist, man. They've got some big-time doctors. Big-time doctors, man, for the knee. Anything to do with the knee. Shoulder, foot and ankle, hand specialist, back specialist, hip and knee replacement doctors. And, of course, the Achilles, which is becoming a bigger and bigger problem that we have down here and around the country. With those facilities and Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium next to the training facility of the Miami Dolphins, and 595 in Pine Island Implantation, we got you covered, Dayton Broward. All you have to do is visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. They've seen every injury possible. They know how to fix it. They know how to get your proper rehabilitation to get you back out playing the sports you love the most.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. A podcast all about human connection and radical honesty. All through June for Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. You'll laugh, cry, and maybe even end up feeling a little bit better. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.